Good evening, everybody. We're learning tonight a very important halachas, Simen Reish Nun Beis, which is the topic of starting a malacha on Erev Shabbos, which goes right into Shabbos. Fascinating topic about something which starts on Erev Shabbos and continues into Shabbos. There's another sugi which we're not going to be talking about, and I'm going to be clear about that because otherwise it gets confusing. There's a sugi of Av Shemilza, so which is the sugi of the washing machines and the dishwashers, which make a noise. That's a different sugi which we're not going to talk on tonight. It's just a conceptually, the idea of starting something, which you're doing the action you're doing on Erev Shabbos, and it continues right into Shabbos. And that will lead into the conversation of a Shabbos clock, which is a very important topic, which we're going to be covering tonight as well, Be'ezer Hashem. Let us see what Shulchan Aruch says about this, and then let's try to apply it in some of the current applications. The melachos which are permitted, v'asurim which are also, lehaschel to start Be'erev Shabbos, on Friday, kidei shenigmorim b'Shabbos, and they should be completed and finished on Shabbos. Simen Reish Nun Beis, and there's seven seifim in it, and Seif Aleph says the following: Muta, it is permitted lehaschil b'melacha b'erev Shabbos. It is permitted to start a melacha on erev Shabbos. So much lechashecha, even if it's just before Shkia, af al pi, although sheyeinu yochel legomra, although he knows very well that he won't be able to complete it miboid yoim before Shabbos comes in. And he will complete naturally and automatically will complete on Shabbos. Now I'm going to point out this has got to do with another topic which we discussed in one of the pre-recorded shurim over the holidays. It's a famous machlokes between Beshamai and Besilel, which is it's a simon earlier on, that Beshamai is of the opinion that that if you do a melacha which will it's called in Loshna Perskim Shvisas Kelim, that if your Kelim, something which is yours, will do a melacha on Shabbos, that is actually also, if something happens which is of your possessions, something will take place on Shabbos, which is yours, you're not doing any physical actions, but one of your possessions is a melacha happening with them on Shabbos. An example will be, for instance, that's right,
washing machine.
Yeah, so that's Av Shemilta, but yes, even if it, yeah, so things which will, keli, which something will take place with your keli, he holds that, yeah, cooking is a very good example, then something that takes place on Shabbos, are you doing anything, he holds that Shviz keli is actually also Medoraisa. Shviz's behemah is actually also according to us as well. But let's leave this out for now, but Shviz's keli. So now we are learning, we don't pass like Beshamai. It's a whole discussion in the Gemara, and we're passing like Beis Hillel, that holds that, no, the 39 melachas is something which is a physical, it's on the person, the melachas is on the person, it's on you, on us, that we're not allowed to do the melachas. If a melacha happens by itself, it's not our problem. And that's very much based on what we're learning now as well. That if a melacha happens, even if you started it, it's even a step further, even if you started, you initiated the melacha on Friday, and it continues, and it carries on well into Shabbos, nevertheless, since you didn't do a melacha on Erev Shabbos, it's fine, it's mutter. There's no issue whatsoever. Shulchan Aruch gives some of the very interesting examples, and he says as follows. But before we do the Shulchan Aruch, we're going to see now the Mishnah Berurah over here, because I want to see just the Sivkot Na'alev tells us, Lisho is Dioi. Okay, that's actually, let's just do the Shulchan Aruch first, I'm sorry. Lisho is Dioi v'samamonim b'mayim. V'hem nishim kol ha-shabbos. The example is, if you have ink, and they have to soak. You want to soak, to soak the ink, that it should be a good, strong ink that you're going to be using for your writing. So the ink is create, you need to soak it for a long time. That soaking process really would be an Issa D'Raisa. Now, if that's taking place over Shabbos, you didn't do anything on Shabbos, but the soaking is taking place over Shabbos, that's permitted. And Mishnah Berurah says the following, V'Shabbos also Mishnah Megabel, is Melach of Megabel, Shema'ar about Dioi V'Maim Yachab, mixing, he's always an Issa Megabel, which is D'Raisa. V'Yishoim Dishum, also Mishnah Tzeveah, fascinating, some say that it could be an Issa Tzeveah. By mixing the water with a condensed ink, that's Issa Tzeveah. But since you are starting bizman ahead amuta, that's the concept that we're learning now. Since you are starting, these are the key words. Since you are starting in permitted time, be'erev Shabbos on Friday, u'mimeila and automatically nigmara pu'ula b'Shabbos, it's completed on Shabbos. Shori, it's permitted. You are doing the action on erev Shabbos. It's continuing into Shabbos. Halacha is it's muta. And similarly, bechol hanedik choshiv, any of those examples and cases which are mentioned now in Shulchan Aruch, yesh bohen issa d'iraisa, they all are examples which contain and include an issa, which is a Torah issa. Kshoisa issa b'Shabbos. If you were to do it physically on Shabbos, you would have an issa Torah. But since you're doing it on Friday and it's continuing onto Shabbos, it's permitted. For lochi kim shemaskal erev Shabbos shori, since it's starting on erev Shabbos, it's permitted. So the next examples, they're all fascinating. In Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. 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 So this would be referring to if there's no issa on if there is yesterday's issa leaving aside. So if either you started long before mincha, you may have started on Friday morning, or it's something which is considered arai. Lo says unin perish aguda shel pishton flax. Letanu kedesh islabnu. You want to whiten them. You want to have to be put in the oven. So obviously, if you were to put this in the oven on Shabbos, you'd be over at Issa Torah. Now they're doing it on Friday, and it's continuing to stay in the oven for many hours into Shabbos until Motzei Shabbos. You're not doing anything. Therefore, it's permitted. You're putting wool into the yoyra, into the pot. Sheinu la'ish, which is not on the fire, but it's just vituchah batet, and it's covered with. It's plastered, it's covered. Shemi ala eish also shema yichate. If you'd be putting it on, if you'd be on the fire, this pot is also on Shabbos as well. Pereshigale v'yoyre gechoni v'mechate. Now, he's just putting brackets here. We'll be talking extensively about this in a future sermon, the next sermon. Now, there's an issa. When it comes to cooking, there's actually an exception. And that's what he's referring to over here. There's an issa of keeping something on an open flame, even on Shabbos. We are familiar with this concept. That's why we need a hot plate and a blech, etc. We'll be talking extensively about this in Simin Reishon Gimel. Shehi and Chazor, we'll talk about that. And that's an exception. Out of here, when it comes to cooking, actually, there's a Chachamim who are a bit nervous, and they did make an extra Issa D'Rabbanan. We'll talk about that in another Shia. V'afilu ein ala ish, even if it's not on fire, mein atucha batit osu shem yogis b'bechav. V'amegis b'kadeiro, if you're mixing in a, if you have a hot pot and you're mixing it, even if it's not on the fire, so he's now giving an example over here that see, there's a bit of an exception here that if you put something on a pot that's cooking over Shabbat, it's cooking on the fire. He said if it's on the fire, actually that's not a great example because that would be awesome with Rabbonon because of an Issa Rabbonon. Okay, but if the pot is not on the fire and you're putting something in a pot which is piping up, but it's not on fire, there. So it depends. If you're putting it on Shabbos, that's obviously also. You're putting something in a pot, even if it's not on fire, it's also. But if it's before Shabbos, the halacha is, as we're learning now, anything you're starting before Shabbos, and it's continuing to Shabbos, the halacha is that it's permitted. Next example. A trap. Chaya. For oifois, we're talking whether it's for fish, whether it's for animals, whatever it may be, or any animals, if you're trying to trap them on Shabbos, when we tell them on Shabbos, they're caught on Shabbos, that is permitted. So that would be, Rabbi Yisai, somebody asked me once, he had a mouse trap, he had mice, he knew he found out he had mice on Erev Shabbos. He wants to put mice traps around the house. And he said, chances are very likely that the mice are going to get caught on Shabbos. And we know that catching a mouse, catching that's a sod, probably midiraisa. If it's killing it instantly, I'm not sure if it's a sod, but certainly if it's getting caught in a thing and then they die in whatever way, certainly it's sod on a Torah level. So the question is, can you do that on Erev Shabbos? Can you put, a mouse trap on Erev Shabbos, and it's going to get caught inevitably on Shabbos? You have to do that, even if you know for sure it's going to get caught on Shabbos. Can you do this? Yes or no? Now, obviously, catching it on Shabbos is an Issa Torah. But we're learning now that if you're putting the trap on Erev Shabbos, even if you're certain it's going to get caught on Shabbos, the halacha is that it's mutar lechatchila lekol hades. It's perfectly permitted. Because the halacha is that you're allowed to do something on Erev Shabbos, which it's only getting... is there an element of chiddush in this case? Do you feel, or it's an element of a chiddush? Yeah. Very good. Very good, Moshe. I 100% agree with you. That's very true. There's an element of a chiddush. It's not a massive chiddush, but it's an element, an inch of a chiddush here. That you could have argued, maybe, conceptually, that when he talks about the flax, that it needs to sit, you know, it needs to sit in the heat for a long time. Or we're talking about the ink that needs to be soaking for over 24 hours. So I hear that you're doing the physical action you're doing on Erev Shabbos, and it's remaining in its state. In its state, it's remaining, I guess, for, you know, 24 hours plus. So the Shulchan Aruch is telling us that's perfectly okay. That's permitted. Now you'd have thought maybe that when it comes to the trap, that it's a bit different, because the Issa is only taking place. It's remote. You feel that maybe that's you're doing now. It's something which the action is actually the tzod, the melechus tzod is actually happening on Shabbos, and the tzedah is taking place on Shabbos. And maybe you'd have thought that it's because of that. It's also, but the kamash is no. That's also because all you have done is putting on the trap and putting in the trap. That's as far as you're concerned. That's the melech. That's what you've and that. If you did that on Friday, so it's permitted. It's mutar lechatchila, and you're not even melech. That's you're allowed to do it on Friday.
This is different though, also because it's not definite that
you catch
the.
Yeah. 100%. You know. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but I'm saying you're right. So even if they, but I'm saying even if you're 100% certain, it's not based on a suffix, a suffix, the abon, the kul, anything like that. So no, it's just that you are conceptually allowed to do the action on Friday if you know that it's going to take place on Shabbat. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Zayin just speaks this out, and he says that Metzudo is Chaya. It's the last few words of the page. Sifkot Zayin over Shabbos, and on Shabbos imu oisekein. If you do the very same action of putting a trap on Shabbos, if you do that very action of a Shabbos pisos or nichnas achay lesoicha, and the animal is entering it and therefore getting trapped, Chaya. You are chayv. It's a Torah of trapping. Now be also. The Shulchan Aruch continues with the following case. Last word of the page in Shulchan Aruch. Chomota, you're allowed to limkoy le'en Yehudi. You're allowed to sell something to a goy. Ve'la'atino, and to load the animal or the equivalent. Somol chashecha before Shkia, before Shabbos. The goy comes to your house, you're selling something, you're selling some merchandise, some schoyer to the goy, just before Shabbos. You're loading the merchandise onto the camel, donkey, or car, just before Shabbos. Ubelvad, you're allowed to do that. Ubelvad, she eats me pesach beisem me boyoyim, as long as you're actually exiting your premises before Shabbos comes in. So what is Shulchan? Why is the Rambam adding this here? Or why is the Shulchan Aruch adding this here? What's the Shulchan Aruch teaching us here? Before the Marisayin, you're right. The Chiddush is the no Marisayin, but conceptually, as far as Melach is concerned, Hoitzah, certainly Hoitzah and Shvisas Behem as well. So what we're learning now that you're allowed to load an animal just before a minute before Shabbos, and you know very well that you sold the item to the goy, and you know the goy is going to carry this item either himself or through the animal. This item will be carried just as Shabbos comes in. Now this is teaching us that you are again. It's a bit similar because you are really enabling a melacha to take place on Shabbos. Yeah. Because you are loading the animal, you are making that the melacha is taking place on Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch is teaching us it's perfectly permitted, as long as he's leaving your premises. Now, the leaving the premises is because of Maris Ha'ayin, and really, really, so you're allowed to sell something, and he's doing it on his own. He's doing it for himself,
and as long as before Shabbos. Rav Yesh Matir in Yisrael Tzein Yehudi b'Shabbos. Now Shulchan Aruch Rav says Yesh Matirin. Now he's going on the words that you have to ensure that the guy has left the premises before Shabbos. The Rama goes on those words and he says Yesh Matirin. Some allow Shiyoy Tzein Yehudi b'Shabbos. He says what happens if he's actually guy is taking the things out on Shabbos? If the goy is designated a specific place in the house of the Yid, then he can pick it up on Shabbos. But you should be machmir. So here we're learning that
what would be the halacha? Can the goy come and pick something up from your house on Shabbos? Somebody asked, he needed to return something. A shaila, a common shaila, you need to return, and the delivery, a return item, I don't know what it was, and the delivery slot was assigned for Shabbos. So sometimes you can choose when the delivery is taking place, and sometimes the company, I don't know which company it is, but say for argument's sake it's DHL or DPD or whatever it is, they decide they're coming in a certain amount, and they decide they're picking up to the convenience, they're coming to pick up the item on Shabbos. So we learn now that if it's before Shabbos, the halacha is what? As long as you're enabling the melacha to take place on Shabbos, we're learning now that it's fine. But what happens if this is on Shabbos? He's picking up the item on Shabbos. So what's the halacha?
You're making him do work on Shabbos.
Yeah, but you're right. So you're coming from Amir al-Anochi. Now, as far as Amir al-Anochi is concerned, you could argue that he's doing it for himself. But if Goy does a melacha for himself,
he's doing it for the company.
You're not paying him. You're not getting any benefit from it.
No, so
he's doing it for the company, right?
You're not causing. You didn't ask him to come that day, specifically.
Yeah.
That day they've got to come there, so what should be
your problem? It's not your problem.
The only problem would be if you have to sign for it.
Yeah, okay, that goes without saying.
He can do it for you,
absolutely, yeah. Yeah. So we're learning the Rama over here is not so happy about it. He says, some amatir, this is very much what the Rama speaks about. He says, some amatir, as long as he've designated a place for the goy in the Yiddish house, he doesn't have to be the dining room table. It can be any place that you've designated. This is a designated place. This is where the goy is going to pick up the thing from. So the Rama is matir, as long as you've designated a place in the Yiddish house, in your house, you've designated a place for him, and he picks up from that, the Rama is be'etzem, really matter, but he says that if it's possible, it should be machmir. For yesh lachmon should be machmir. The Ramah Mishnebun Sifkot Yudalev says, Kadesh lo lehagilei niyudi bekach. We don't want the goy to get accustomed to this. We don't want the goy to get used to it. If the goy knows you're okay to do some malachas on Shabbos, he's very quickly going to learn it. You have to be consistent. If the goy knows the Jews don't do, they don't do these kinds of things on Shabbat, they can understand it. But once you do monkey business with the goy, he's going to carry on. He's going to go much further because it's conceptually something which is hard for him to comprehend. So he said that. So the main reason why you can't do that, why the Ramo is not happy with it, is because ein lahargil. We don't want to ein lahargil ein Yehudi pekach. Vayim be'achonim shiskim in the medina lehakel bezeh the came along kabechometz loy mehanim biyichel emokem. So the Mishnah Berurah says that actually, the Mishnah Berurah says that this is the Ramah's opinion. The Mishnah Berurah is a bit more machmir, and he says that there is a problem because of Maris Ayin. He says if the goy comes and picks up item from your house on Shabbos, there's a problem with Maris Ayin. He says only behefsed merub and tzorech godli you can be mekel. So again, we're learning. With regards to a goy picking up an item from Yiddish house, if this took place just before Shabbos, that's certainly, I call all opinions okay. If it's taking place on Shabbos, the Rama says that if it's designated place, it's permitted. The Mishneh Berurah, however, says that there's a problem, an element of Maris Ayin, and one should not do so unless it's a Hefsed Godel, Hefsed Merubah Tzorech Godel. But if there is a genuine need and a big financial loss, then we're permitted to do so.
So you think that's a good place. What happens if it's a small item? You can't actually give it to him.
You can't give it to him. Yeah, it's muktzah. It's muktzah anyway. You can't take it.
Let's say it wasn't muktzah.
Yeah.
I don't know. But let's say it's not muktzah. You wouldn't be able to give it.
It's muktzah anyway. Because you're returning the item. So it's anyway muktzah.
So you wouldn't be able to hold it yourself.
No, you cannot.
No.
Yeah.
So if it's a say to him, the item's in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if it's Tzorech Kodesh, if you know that the return, so what would be the halacha, Rabbi Yisai, if it's a digital item, an expensive new camera, and you're returning it, and it's worth, I don't know how much, a digital, you know, a new camera, and they're only going to pick it up on Shabbos. They're only going to pick it up, that's the slot they have. And they say, we apologize, unfortunately we'll not be able to pick it up any other time besides that. So what would you have to do? What would be the halacha? If that's considered Hefsed Merubah, if it is, and if it's Hefsed Merubah, then you're allowed to do that. Yeah.
In a place that has an Eruv, it's still
Marasai? Yeah, it's a good question. It's a very good question. Yes, I would say that without thinking it through properly, I would say that it's yes, because it's beyond Hotzah. It's a very good question. I think that yes, because we are not only concerned about the carrying element, we're probably also choshed. It's a good question. I have to think about it.
I thought with the neighbor, you can only use things that you need.
Yeah.
You can't just carry anything.
Yeah.
I think Rabbi Kimpion said that. So when they were in Hendon, so you don't actually need this thing.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't be.
Yeah. Okay, it's something to think about. I have to think about it. It's an interesting question. Okay, I want to just spend a couple of minutes. Now that we understand this conceptually, this idea, so I want to just understand and discuss a little bit the shaila of a time switch, because it's something which we are so used to, something which is used in pretty much every single household, uses time switch on Shabbos. The Mekoyer and the discussion is this very, very simon. Are you allowed... Well, we know the answer, but are we allowed, or why are we allowed, to use a time switch on Shabbos, which is going to be switching on electric devices on Shabbos, be it a hot plate, be it light, be it a fan, be it a air conditioning? Why is it permitted? What is it based on? Yeah. Yeah.
We've done before
Shabbos, yeah.
So there's a similar official somewhere where in the very, very cold winters in Eastern Europe, he used to have the guy come into the house and then they would put the chillen on top of the heater, and because of the Koch Nefesh, the guy had to switch on the heater so they wouldn't freeze to death, and they could...
Hakol, Ramon says, Hakol choylim etzel atzina, when it comes to cold, people, you know, people...
So how is a... electrical device worse than a
guy. Good.
And that's the first thing.
Yeah.
And the second thing is also the Pekuach Nefesh. I mean, there have been enough problems with...
A yid without a cholent, that's what they say. A yid without a cholent is close to Pekuach Nefesh.
You leave a hot plate on for 25 hours, then there's Rachman al-Islam, and there's people who died in house fires because they haven't had electrically safe things. And if you leave something on for 25 hours...
Chances are it's going to overheat.
It's much more likely to damage it. It's not designed for that.
Right.
There's a fellow magister who's just designed a new one, which is designed for Jews, but...
What are you referring to? A
the hot plate.
Hot plates.
So hot plates aren't designed to be on for 25 hours.
Right.
And it's because Nefesh Taka, I mean, people who rough bullets on have died. So
right. Okay, so... The Poiskim agree, pretty much all Achronim agree, that the reason why all time switches are mutter is because of this halacha we discussed tonight. That if you do something on Friday, which the melacha takes place on Shabbos, so therefore it's mutter. It is a very interesting thought by Hashem Zaman, but conceptually, what you're doing is you're doing something on Friday, which the melacha is happening on Shabbos, and that's why it's mutter. And that's halacha muskemes, and that's why all the posts can agree you're allowed to use a time switch for lights, fans, hot plates, whatever it may be. You don't have to come on to Pekuach Nefesh. He doesn't need any of that kind of categorization. It's just the actual fact that you are introducing a melacha on Friday, which takes place. However, I do want to share with you a fascinating tshuva from Moshe Feinstein, who wrote in the very early days of the time switch. He speaks about when it was invented, the time switch, and he says an unbelievably Mishnah Digas Svara, very, very interesting Svara. And Rabbi Moshe Feinstein says that actually there is no greater zilus of the Shabbos than a time switch. There is no greater zilzul and disrespect of Shabbos than a time switch. Because Rabbi Moshe says you could actually have a whole factory running on Shabbos, it's Rabbi Moshe's words, you could have a factory running on Shabbos with a time switch. He says that he is absolutely convinced that if the Chachomim, that's what Moshe says, if the Chachomim would have lived, if in the times of the Chachomim there would have been a time switch, he says, he has no doubt about it, Chachomim would have answered it. He said, he would have answered it. You can do anything, you can have a factory running on Shabbos, you can have all the third time Allah just based on this time delay. And Moshe is very, very genuinely unhappy about a time switch. And he says that he even thinks that could be it's included in the Amir al-Nochi, in Isra Amir al-Nochi. We know you're not to ask a goy to Melochi if you're on Shabbos. So he says similarly, you're not allowed to ask, it's the same concept. He says, it's included in the Isra Amir al-Nochi. But then he says, truth is that you're not using it. People want to have the lights on and off on Shabbos. And he says that, therefore, he said that, you know, you're not using it, so he's being quiet about it. Well, not that quiet, but he said that, you know, that's Hanach Raim Le'Israel, that's what he didn't do, and he's not going to make, you know. But he says that to extend it onto further things, he says that it doesn't feel, he said that you shouldn't be using it for other things. That's what Moshe Feinstein says. It's very interesting. People said there was a bill of, I don't know if it's, you can't call it Ruach HaKodesh, you can't call it, but it's Chochem Otif Menovi, because in those days it was really only literally, he said that it's only used for lights, but who knows what else you can use it for. And there was before the days that nowadays is, you can obviously use it for much more than in the 1960s. So he said, you know, it's interesting the way he approached it with his Das Torah, and he said you can really, you know, have so much running with it. So Moshe is unhappy about it. I think we could say with confidence that Ramosh's approach is a Das Yechida, and I think that Shlomo Zalman's Mahalach is the most common one, and people generally are much more meikle to use any electric appliances on Shabbos based on a time switch, which is not really what Ramosh likes so much. But I think that's generally what the meaning is. But I think it's a very, very interesting thought that Ramosh says. And he's rather unhappy about it. But again, he says that it's the loose of the Shabbos, and it's probably not the minig soil to go with emotion in this. Rabbi said we learned some reish nun base tonight. We learned about the concept that you're allowed to start the melacha, which is going to be continuing on Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch brings a few examples. We spoke about mice trap amongst other examples, and we learned about asking a goy to pick something up, a goy who wants something to pick up on Shabbos. We learned about that by Yichud Mokim it's permitted according to Ramot. Mishnah Berurah doesn't like it so much, and he said there's a problem with Maris Ein. And we spoke about the Shabbos clock Shaila, which Moshe doesn't like, but the minute seems to be like Shlomo Zalman. Good evening, Rabbis.